supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O, the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty. Dear brother, dear sisters, dear Muslims all around the world, Salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. We are in the second night of Qadr, the night of destiny. Please keep us in your prayer, and by Allah's name, we'll start today's special.
Ya Laylat al-Qadr, ya Fadla Barina, khayrun min al-Dahr, bil-Afwi Tatina. Ya Laylat al-Qadr, ya Fadla Barina, khayrun min al-Dahr.
Today, Friday, is the 20th of the month of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of the month of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
Ya Rabbu, Ya Rahman, Ya Khaliq al-Akwan. يا رب يا رحمن يا خالق الأكوان زدنا من الإيمان في ليلة القدر
في ليلة القدر يا فضل باري
فضل بارينا يا ليلة القدر يا فضل بارينا.
We're going to speak about Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, the night of destiny. Laylatul Qadr is a celebration to commemorate the arrival of the final guidance for humans. It is a tribute to the commencement of the message revealed to mankind by their creator, a message which shows them the way to achieve happiness in both the worlds. Just as the arrival of a child is celebrated on its birth and then every year, as a bringer of joy and fulfillment for the family, Laylatul Qadr is celebrated as a bringer of light and guidance to mankind. Unlike the birthday, which is celebrated with a feast for the senses, Laylatul Qadr includes a feast for the spirit, a feast of worship and prayers. Some ahadith indicates that the fate of every believer for the coming year is decreed on this night, Laylatul Qadr. That is why the du'as and supplications for this night ask for special favors in the decree for the year. Believers are encouraged to stay awake the entire night and pray for blessings and forgiveness. It is the holiest night of the year, and it would be unwise to be heedless of the tremendous benefits of this night. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about the eves of decree, Layali al-Qadr. At the same time, it must be indicated that the mere fact that on such a night or on such an eve, the Holy Quran was revealed unto the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it signifies that it must be a good occasion and it must be the best possible time for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to receive the last divine writ or the last divine scripture in its entirety. And more importantly, it must be indicated that one of the indications as asserted in the Holy Quran is that this night or the eve of decree is equal to over 3,000 nights and or nights and days. Why? Because of the importance of the Laylat al-Qadr. From this, I mean, based on this Quranic assertion, it must be indicated that value of Laylat al-Qadr isn't because of the hours, for example, how many hours, I mean, the night will last. No, it goes to the significance and importance and the religious occasions that took place on Laylat al-Qadr for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the same time, it's asserted in Islamic instructions that on such a night, all of the divine angels came down to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to congratulate him. And after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's certain that every year on such a night, all the divine angels come down and go to the infallible Imam, I mean, to the infallible Imam who is alive. And nowadays, I mean, for quite a long time, the divine angels come down to the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, because this is a divine practice, because this is a divine practice as asserted in the Holy Quran, and as imamate is the continuation of prophethood, without doubt, this practice gets repeated every year, not in the case of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but in the case of the infallible Imam who is alive. And since Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is the infallible Imam who is alive, the divine angels come down to Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam.
Allah.
This is today's special, and now we're going to speak about preparation for the Night of Power, Night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. Before its arrival, the prudent wayfarer should arrange for its preliminaries and necessities. For example, for worshipping in this night, a suitable place, dress, and perfume should be arranged in advance for engaging in private humming communications, Allah the Glorious, the Exalted, as well as for communications with his master, that is Imams, peace be upon them all. He should arrange suitable themes and contents. For paying alms during this night should allocate some money. Even for the invitation of guests and for payment of alms, he should plan in advance to select the most suitable guests and the genuinely poor people who really deserve financial support. Are we among those who have prepared for this night an invitation, the way we ought to be and must be in order to attain the eternal blessing and salvation? Or are we among those negligent and idle ones who do not achieve anything except loss and eternal doom? We must better know that the one who acts naively and lazily and does not strive to take advantage of the magnificent generosities of this night, when in the hereafter, would see that those who were jealous, committed, and vigilant during these nights, what have they achieved? But they would gain nothing except regret. Dear brothers and sisters, keep us in your prayers in these precious nights. Laylatul Qadr. This part is entitled Selection of the Most Suitable Deeds by Tawassul, that is resorting to Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. The one who wants to be vigilant in this manner throughout the night, Laylatul Qadr, must take refuge in the sinless Ma'soom, the one to whom this night belongs. At the beginning of that night, should stretch his hands towards the generous threshold, with persistence supplicating in a polite and soft manner, with words and content arousing their sympathies, should beseech them for bestowing upon him the grace of being vigilant during this night. Then he must surrender and hand over all the existence, reason, heart, self, virtues, deeds to them, and throughout the night must be careful not to commit anything which is not in harmony with this surrender, because the one who succeeds in it certainly would have achieved whatever he aspired for during this night.
Why is this night called the Night of Destiny? Now, we should already know the answer that I just mentioned. It's called the Night of Destiny. Qadr in the Arabic language, Al-Qadr wa Taqdir, means when something is destined, when something is decided. So it's called Laylatul Qadr because everything is decided tonight on Laylatul Qadr. From now, till 1 year. Till next Laylatul Qadr, Allah decides everything according to the Quran. And according to the hadith, everything is decided in the Quran. Where does Allah say that in the Quran? He says, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Allah speaks about the night that the Quran was revealed in Surah Al-Dukhan, and He says that it was revealed during Laylatul Qadr, and He says during that night, everything is decided. What do I mean everything? Listen to the hadith of Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam. Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam, he says about this verse, فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. He says, يقدر في ليلة القدر كل شيء يكون في تلك السنة إلى مثلها من قابل. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides everything during Laylatul Qadr. Like what? He gives examples. He says, من خير أو شر أو طاعة أو معصية أو مولود أو أجل أو رزق. Any good deeds that I will do, it's all destined tonight. From now till next year. Any bad deeds that I shall do this year, it's all decided tonight. If I will receive sustenance, if I will receive that job, if I will live a comfortable life this year or not, it's all decided this year. If I will have a child or not, it's decided this year. If I will die or not, it's decided tonight. Everything is decided on Laylatul Qadr.
That was all for today's special. Again, we ask you, all brothers and sisters, to keep all of us, all of our colleagues, especially me, in your prayers. We leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Ya ghafir al-khataya, ya kashif al-balaya.
Food for thought. Salam and condolences to you on the eve of the martyrdom anniversary of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, following the fatal sword blow he received on his head during the morning prayer in the Grand Mosque of Kufa. During his last hours, Asbaq ibn Nabata, one of his companions, visited him and asked him for some words of advice. Imam Ali, peace upon him, replied, "O Asbaq, what can be greater counsel than the fact that yesterday I was your companion, today I am your guest, and tomorrow I will only be a memory." We'll be right back.
In this night of destiny, which is better than 1,000 months, dear Lord, we beseech you to shape our destiny in the most excellent manner.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding fasting. As you know, this is the month of Ramadan, and to be more specific, tonight is the second night of ordainment. As you know, the night of ordainment or the night of Qadr is a night which is very important in the Islamic calendar spiritually. This is a night where everything that's going to transpire in our lives the next year is written down. And also, this is a very spiritually opportune time for us to make repentance. The doors of repentance are open up tonight. And when we make repentance tonight, it's very easily accepted. Our sins that we committed in the past year, we can take the chance tonight. We can use this night to ask forgiveness for God and to repent so that these sins will be forgiven. And also ask Allah to give us a good destiny and decree for the next year. And also thank Allah. We should thank Allah that He gave us the opportunity to live another year to witness this night. This is a very, this is something that people don't take into consideration. A lot of people didn't make it to this night, you know. They died before, they got to this night. And we were given the blessing of witnessing this night this year. A part of, worshiping Allah in this month and taking up the chance and using this night is fasting the next day and the day previous to it, right? You know, it's not enough for us to just come to the mosque and to the center and perform the amal and the actions that are prescribed in this night. It's also necessary for us to fast both the day before and the day after, right? Otherwise, what's the purpose of it? In virtue of fasting, we read the following in the Holy Quran. O you who have faith, prescribed for you is fasting as it was prescribed for those who were before you, so that you may be God-wary. Echoing the same theme, the Holy Prophet is reported to have said, fasting is incumbent upon you, for verily it severs the roots of desires and removes wildness from you. Right? When we fast, the desires, the evil desires and passions that we have, their roots are, you know, taken out from the soil and the ground of our souls. Right? It tames us, it helps us, you know, get control over our passions and become spiritually strong. Similarly, the Prophet is reported to have said, no sooner does a fasting person come upon a group of people eating, then his limbs glorify Allah on his behalf. The angels invoke blessings on him, and this invocation of theirs is counted as seeking forgiveness on his behalf. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of fasting in the words of the Holy Prophet. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, the listeners of the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network, right?
Especially students.
Yeah. Especially in cooperation with the students.
I can't read page 7.
The school. Mr. Minhal Hussein Nasir, Mr. Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari, Mr. Mahdi Chasib Al Husseinan, and Sayyid Muhammad Hadi.
And especially Muhammad Yahya Jafari.
And of course, me is there too.
Especially not Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's go on and continue reciting the Quran. This time we will listen to
وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ.
وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ.
Listen up.
وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ.
وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ.
MashaAllah. Seriously, okay? Recite seriously. I mean, pay attention.
وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ. فأنجيناكم وأغرقنا آل فرعون وأنتم تنظرون.
فأنجيناكم
If you made mistakes, no problem. Just recite with me, okay? Inshallah, you will go fluent, inshallah, okay?
وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً.
وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً.
to the highest extent, try to not to make mistakes. Okay, try not to make mistakes. I mean, if you know what if, if you know it's dhal, you have to pronounce it dhal, wa if, or any mad, anything, you know, okay, try to apply the rules, okay? So your focus must be on not making mistakes. Okay, we know how to say?
وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً
وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً
ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ
Next ayah. ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Okay, there were some mistakes. ثُمَّ عَافَوْنَا نُو ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا أَن تَشْكَارُنُو تَشْكُرُونَ Let's repeat it again.
ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ
ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ
Again, I heard تَشْكَرُونَ from one of you. So تَشْكُرُونَ
I said تَشْكُرُونَ
وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ
وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ
Time and again I have heard is.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ
وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ
It was so nice, but there was one more mistake. It was فُرْقَانِ. Furqana.
وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ
وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ
أحسنتم ما شاء الله الله Almighty bless you إن شاء الله reward you the Jannah إن شاء الله
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ
يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلِ
It might be difficult now. Listen up.
Ya qawmi innakum zalamtum.
Recite with me. Repeat with me.
Ya qawmi innakum zalamtum أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجل باتخاذكم العجل right
باتخاذكم العجل
يا قوم إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجل
يا قوم إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجل
Two of you were not reciting, and one of you recited wrongly. Ya qawm innakum. Ya qawmi. When you're talking to your people, normally, not Quran, you say, Ya qawm. That's correct. But when you're reciting the Quran, harakat is important.
Who knows Arabic?
Ya qawmi innakum zalamtum anfusakum bittikhadikum al-ijl.
Recite?
Yeah.
يا قومي
يا قومي إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجل
All together
يا قومي إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم اتخاذكم العجل
يا قوم إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم باتخاذكم
العجل ما شاء الله So someone was so way behind
I'm so confused that I forgot what did that
فانتوبوا Okay, listen فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ
فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ
فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ بَارِئِكُمْ
ذلكم خير لكم عند باريكم فتب عليكم خير لكم عند ربكم
wait.
ذلكم خير لكم عند باريكم فتب عليكم
ذلكم خير عند البر عند بارئكم فتب عليكم
Everyone is hungry eating some of the words.
I am just losing my track and getting confused and forget how to read.
No problem. It will be fixed, no problem, okay? Don't worry. Inshallah, by the passage of time, you will fix it.
إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ
إِنَّهُ
صدق الله العلي العظيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
All right, that's all for today.
Can I read
and these stations, thank you so much for joining us. May Allah Almighty, inshallah, bless us all and grant us health, insurance, and happiness, inshallah. May Allah Almighty hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Thanks to IRIB English Radio, and thanks to Sevier International School Network, and also thanks to the students of Sevier International School
especially
and the teacher
the teachers.
Of the school. Yeah. Thank you so much. May Allah Almighty bless you. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad
wa
ali Muhammad
wa ajil farajahu.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint. A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the Move Critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting. And my two guest speakers, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Hussein, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the program again.
Wa alaikum assalam. Glad to be here.
Welcome. Sayyid Abdullah, how about you? Assalamu alaikum. And it's a pleasure to have you in the studio again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the pleasure is all mine.
Thank you very much. Well, we are criticizing the movie Inferno, produced in 2016, directed by Ron Howard, starred by Tom Hanks and Felicity Jones and Ephra Hunt. Let's take a listen to another part of the movie or a trailer, and then we'll be back and ask a question about it.
Botticelli.
It's his map of hell. He painted it as an illustration of Dante's Inferno. I studied Dante when I was younger.
Probably in kindergarten.
I was a bit obsessed.
Dante defined our modern conception of hell. Our vision of it hasn't changed since he defined it 700 years ago. Botticelli drew it, but Dante created hell as we know it.
This is what I have been seeing. Torment. Sinners. branded with letters. Liars covered with rashes. Soothsayers with their heads ripped backwards. Serpents.
The punishment for thievery.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting, and my two guest speakers, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Hussein, you know, last time, since we just started, in fact, criticizing the movie Inferno, and Inferno means hell, and it has stemmed from Dante's Divine Comedy, very famous old book, you know. Well, and I asked Sayyid Abdullah about hell. What is your conception of hell and heaven as a young person? How do you, you know, characterize hell and heaven?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Heaven and hell, of course, are the, you know, the concepts or the, you know, the place where we think we go after, you know, after we die. Either we go to heaven or hell, and that is obviously based on, you know, our actions in this world, mm-hmm. at least from an Islamic perspective.
Yes.
So, you know, the more, you know, the more good deeds we have, the higher the chance we go to heaven.
You're right.
The less, well, you know, the higher chances that we go to hell. That's basically it.
Yeah, but what kind of, like, you know, facilities or traits, let's say, would you think and expect to be in the hell?
Well, of course, hell, as described, like, by the Quran, is a place filled with fire. It's very hot, I guarantee you that. And, of course, you know, there are different other, you know, descriptions, especially by the Quran and, you know, some narrations on exactly how you would live there and how, you know, the situation would be. But, of course, you just stay there for eternity, or sometimes, you know, not you, of course, but, you know, any person who's sinned more mm-hmm. than they've done good deeds in this life.
Sayyid Abdullah, what do you think of hell and heaven?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, hell and heaven, to make it easier to understand, it's when you work, obviously you expect to get paid. And depends on the work that you do mm-hmm. and the money that you get. Same thing with heaven.
I see.
Heaven is just a place where it's got multiple levels, mm-hmm. and each level has different types of, let's say, entertainment mm-hmm. or different types of facilities, like you put it. And depending on how much you work and how much you've earned, you can go to that level and experience whatever being designed for that level. And each level is different in every type, in every way possible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Same thing with hell. Hell is also a multi-layered kind of facility for people, and each level have certain punishment for certain people for certain sins.
Right.
So it depends on what you do. Are you going to find yourself in one of these layers suffering a certain punishment that's fitting for the action that you've done?
And is that conception true, like hell is full of fire, hellfire, tar, and stuff like that, you know, chastise people?
Look, there are two main conceptions when it comes to hell. There are those who say hell is literal, like there's hellfire. Mm-hmm. There are angels that are there just to, I don't know,
torture people,
torture you, put lava through your mouth, put, I don't know, iron rods in your body, boil you to death, bring you back, boil you again, and all this sort of treatment which Allah mentions in the Quran, which mm-hmm. some of them are extreme in their nature.
Yes.
So, and some of them say it's metaphorical, especially from philosophical perspective.
Right.
A lot of philosophers and mystics, mm-hmm. they say, in fact, hell it is within mm-hmm. rather than on the outside, just living that regret or feeling the extent of the sin itself. Because now when I sin, mm-hmm. I don't feel the sin. Mm-hmm. But when I get to experience the full extent of the sin itself, the torture that I will suffer from within, it is more than anything that can be inflicted upon me.
Right.
So it depends on which side you take, whether you go with the physical torture or the mental torture, then we can talk. So if you're the type that goes with the physical type, obviously there's going to be, like the brother said, there will be a lot of a sort of fireplace mm-hmm. where there are angels of some sort torturing people based on their sins. And we have like narration of from the Prophet or even the Quran give certain descriptions to certain sins. For example, those who listen to music, lava will be poured through the ears. Those who watch the haram, something's going to come from their eyes. The way they smell, the way they look, everything's been given to us in extreme detail of mm-hmm. what will happen in hell.
So is heaven opposite of hell, and is it seven layered like
Heaven obviously is the complete opposite to hell.
Yes.
Heaven is just basically a place for pleasure and desire, and whatever you can imagine will happen. Even we have a hadith that says you become a mini god. You mm-hmm. say to the thing, be and it shall.
I see.
Whatever you could imagine, mm-hmm. it will happen. And obviously, to some narration, they do say there are seven levels to heaven. There are narration that says there are levels of heaven as much as the verses of the Quran or the words of the Quran. There are level, some narrations say there are thousands and thousands of levels. So it's very hard to pick one specific perspective, say, you know, heaven has that much layers. All we know for sure is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that heaven itself is beyond your comprehension. Your tiny human brain will not be able to comprehend. You won't be able to even see a fraction of it. So mm-hmm. You just have to wait and see for yourself. And I could assume when it comes to level, because we have you know, the ayah that says that instructs people to do salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. They say every time we do a salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the Prophet a level.
Mm-hmm.
So could you imagine until the day of judgment how many salawat that would be, which means levels for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. So you can talk, we're talking about gazillions mm-hmm. of levels.
Yes, exactly.
So it depends, like I said, it depends on how much effort you put, how much work you put.
Inshallah, we are on the right path. And,
inshallah.
Yeah,
inshallah.
And do whatever the religious guidelines are to the book, in fact, in order to go to heaven. It seems very hard, in fact, to live and survive in hell.
Hell itself, like I said, I think there will be like the mental torture is more severe than the physical torture. Because we have, you know, in Dua Kumail, Imam Ali says, even if you throw me in hell, I will tell the hell dwellers of how much I love you.
Yes.
So that separation, being away from God and facing your sins, the shame
that
you
is
feel
hell in
itself,
itself is
an absolute hell.
I see, okay.
To face God head to head and then you can see it.
Yeah.
I think that's what hell is.
I see.
Even they say like, for the mu'mineen who commit certain sins and they go to hell, they serve some time in jail and then they come back. They said they get stamped on the forehead.
Yeah.
It says forgiven. Mm-hmm. And even when they go, when they get sent to heaven, that stamp is there. That also gives them a sense of, you know, when people see them in heaven, it's like, oh, this guy was, you know, he got a free pass.
Uh-huh.
And that also gives you that sense of, you know what? Like, you're not going to be comfortable.
Okay. I see.
So, yeah. So there's a, I mean, if we want to open the file of heaven and hell, it's a long discussion.
Thank you very much. Let's take a short break by listening to another part. This movie, Inferno, produced in 2016, and then we'll be back criticizing it. Don't go away.
In 40 years, 32 billion people will fight to survive. They'll fail. We're a minute to midnight. Every single global ill that plagues the earth can be traced back to human overpopulation. But serious birth control measures, they don't stand a chance. Outrageous violation of my rights, invasion of my privacy. Don't tell me what to do. And still, we keep attacking our own environment. There have been five major extinctions in the earth's history. And unless we take bold, immediate action, the sixth extinction will be our own. We're a minute to midnight.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein, my guest speakers in the studio, trying to help me criticize the movie and discuss the critique of the movie Inferno, produced in 2016, directed by Ron Howard and starred by Felicity Jones, Tom Hanks, and Anne Farhan. Well, Brother Hussein, in this part, we see that or hear that in 40 years from now, the guy says, the antagonist in the movie says, 32 billion people fight to just survive, meaning or reference to the population explosion on the Earth. We are now like having like 8 billion people living on Earth, roughly speaking, you know. The Earth, he says, has seen 5 major natural extinctions, referring to the calamities that happened throughout the world, killing so many people.
Of course.
The 6th one should be our own, he says, because the birth control measures probably don't stand a chance. We have already exhausted our natural environment. We still see our, like, the effects right now, right?
Yeah.
Like the climate change, drastically in different places, especially in Iran that we see, you know, so much drought here and there. Well, doesn't it ring a bell? He's referring, like, the whole movie is about, like, scattering a kind of, or dispersing a virus, an airborne virus, trying to explode it, like, in underground facility or a basement under Istanbul mosque that I happen to be. So, you know, I've been there once. Doesn't it ring a bell, like, COVID-19? Or is it just a conspiracy theory, if you relate the two? We also see so much talk of WHO and the virus and the stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
So it really is a familiar scenario, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. There are a lot of, you know, these theories about how, for example, COVID-19 came to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can believe a lot of different things. But the fact is, it happened, and you can't really change anything about that. Holding the people responsible for, you know, for letting it go or whatever it was, at the end of the day, it's not going to change the present or, you know, what happened so far. So, yeah, this movie does, you know, show a lot of reference to this real-life scenario that we lived. We all lived through it.
And reflect lots of concerns with in the environment.
Of course, yeah. And, you know, it's always been this, like, ethical dilemma in the world and, you know, amongst organizations of, like, releasing these viruses, these biological weapons that can, you know, achieve a goal, but of course, is it an ethical goal? Is the way to do it, you know, is there a right way to do it? If there is a right way to do it, you know, there's a lot of questions surrounding this topic, and, you know, we should be the ones who are, you know, answering it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah, for your presence here in the studio with me, trying to criticize the movie Inferno, produced in 2016, directed by Ron Howard, in this program, Viewpoint, the movie critic program on RIB English Radio. We ask you very much humbly to keep us in your du'as and pray for us, especially during Ramadan, and more specifically in these nights, the night of ordainment. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's Dante's Inferno.
Dante defined our modern conception of hell 700 years ago. Why Dante?
Why this map of hell?
Someone created a plague.